Congrats. Big win. You and I talked yesterday morning. Knew it was going to be a battle with Holdridge on their home field. The top two seeds, both teams know each other really well. And, boy, had to kind of go later innings. Boy, a big seventh inning to get her done and punch that ticket for a Class B state tournament.
Yeah, for sure. And Drew and I were talking, and Drew said, he goes, we haven't had our big inning. And, you know, he said a mouthful, and he was right. I mean, we came up and got out one, the first batter, and then Jaime got on base with a line drive to right. Then Ty popped out, and then Abe came through with a strong poke out to right field, and they made a bad play and let it get behind him, and Jaime got home. So, and then that tied the game, and then hitting is contagious, and for us, it's dangerously contagious when one guy gets a hit and we get riled up. So
does Coach Harvey have a crystal ball that you guys look at a lot throughout the games, and it usually most of the time it comes true?
No, believe it or not, Coach Harvey is actually fairly quiet. So it's always me doing the talking and all that, but him and I just sitting on the buckets talking in between innings and that kind of stuff. He just said we haven't had our big inning, and he called it.
That's terrific. Needed it. And you knew for them they were going to throw a pretty good pitcher and Chance Bailey at you. And hey, you had five runs, seven hits over seven innings. So it was a nice job, but your offense got after him a little bit. It took later innings, but you finally did it.
Yeah, for sure. And Chance, I know Chance since coaching these boys since they were 12. And we knew he was going to be a pretty good little pitcher for him. He was probably their two or three guy. And, you know, offense, we were doing really good at first, and we were just, the only thing is we were just hitting the ball right to him. Solid hits, hard hits, just right to him, and we just couldn't find a gap. And in that seventh inning, we finally started finding gaps and burning their outfielders, and it all came together.
You had Cooper pitch, and that guy came through for you. Three hits, two runs, three hits, five strikeouts. He did walk five, which I know he wants to cut down on that number, but overall, not a bad performance on the mound for him.
No, absolutely. This is one of his better performances, minus the walks. But, I mean, he battled. He had 96 total pitches in seven innings in a championship game. And as a pitching coach, Drew and I both, we couldn't be more prouder of him.
Pitching was the big key for you. You had more arms than everybody else in this tournament, didn't you?
For sure, yeah. We still had five guys that could go, that we could trust on the mound and throw strikes. And it was just going to be who was ever ready. Cooper wanted the baseball, so we gave it to him, and he showed us why he wanted it.
Well, this team has had a wonderful year. Gosh, 26-6, if I'm not mistaken, on the record. You're going to take that mark to Gehring, and those brackets will be coming out. Yeah, we're on the way home, or last night, did you have a chance to see who you think you might have a chance to? Or do you know yet?
Yeah, we get the B2 champion, so we get Blair. Drew and I were doing a little research on the way home. They're 15-8, so I mean, they're very beatable with eight losses. So we're just going to go into it, play it one game at a time, and see what kind of noise we can make down there.
And Blair, of course, gosh, a perennial state tournament team when it came to juniors, seniors. They always have a dynamite baseball program each and every year.
For sure. Those Eastern teams, they get to see a lot of quality, and they don't play a lot of teams like Lexington or Gothenburg. So, I mean, they're going to be solid all the way around. We got to show up and play some really, really, really good baseball.
Any of the other bracket teams that you have found out yet? Are the rest of the field, the other six teams?
The only other one I know of right now is Alliance out in B7 in Sydney.
And then Gehring, as the host, would be in there as well, wouldn't they?
Correct, yes. Gehring is the host team, so they get the automatic in.
Short turnaround for you. You go on Saturday. Isn't that kind of weird? You have a district playing, and now it's Wednesday. You got 3 days, and you're playing again.
Yeah, 3 days, but we're gonna give them the night off tonight. They battled all weekend, showed some incredible heart and grit, and so we're gonna give them the day off tonight and get after it at practice a little bit tomorrow, and then head down for opening ceremony Friday and see what we can do Saturday.